Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Vav Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simin Reish Ayin Vav, and we're at Siv Gimel, and we're learning various halachos about a non-Jewish person's flame being used by a Jewish person on Shabbos. So Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, Im Omer Odom Li Avdo Olu Shivchoso, if a Jewish person tells his servant or his maid servant to come with him, Lelech Imo, and during this process, Vihidliku Haner, the non-Jewish person lights a candle. So it sounds like they're doing it for their own benefit. So the Mechaber tells us that's not allowed. Af Opi Shigam Hein Tzrichlo, even though the non-Jewish person does need the candle also to be able to see, Ein Zeh Litzorech Ein Yehudi, that's not called being done for the Eino Yehudi, Kivan Sheikar HaHalicho B'Shul Yisrael, because the non-Jewish person wasn't planning on taking that walk. He was being asked, or she was being asked by the Jewish person to come with them. So they weren't going on their own. Therefore, when they're now lighting a candle or a flame of some sort so they can see, they're not really doing it for themselves. They're essentially doing it for the Jewish person. And therefore, this would be a situation where the Jewish person is essentially asking a non-Jewish person to do this malacha for him on Shabbos, and that is not permitted. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chosayin, Davka Noka, we said specifically, Lelech Imo. If he sends them on their own, he's not going with them. He says, go get me some wine from the wine cellar. And they go and light a candle so they'll be able to see. They're going by themselves. And they're lighting the candle for their own benefit, purely for their own benefit, even though they're going on the shlichus of the Jewish person. That's not called lighting on behalf of the Jewish person. Even though they're essentially going only for the Jewish person, but the candle wasn't part of the deal, so to say. He didn't tell them to light a candle. That they did for their own benefit. And therefore, since the Jewish person is not directly getting any benefit at all from the candle as the candle is being lit, therefore, this candle was lit solely for the non-Jewish person for his benefit. And then the Jewish person, if he wishes to afterwards, can go and get benefit from that candle. And the Taz writes the same thing at the end of this simon, and this is the words of the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah quotes, Nirali, the Taz is saying, it appears to me, that candle which the maidservant lit, that candle which she lit, so she'd be able to see to wash the dishes after the meal, she was lighting that for herself. That's not called being lit on behalf of the Jewish person. Why? The Jewish person sitting in the living room, she's in the kitchen, in the dark kitchen, she lights a candle so she can see what she's doing. Therefore, that candle is being lit solely for her. The Jewish person is not directly getting benefit from that candle. Elo kelim shelo mudachim. His dishes are being cleaned. V'hi chayevis ladichim. That's her responsibility. He's paying her to go clean the dishes. Therefore, it's called litzarka hi madlekes. The Taz says that's called that she's lighting the candle for her own benefit, and therefore umutar achar kach yisrael. Afterwards, the candle is lit. She doesn't have to blow it out. He can go into the kitchen lishtamish l'nerzeh and benefit from this candle af tzarchi gufo, and then get direct benefit from the candle. He can go read by this candle. Why? Even the beis hadlaka, because at the time that she lit the candle, haner hidlika litzarka. She totally lit the flame for her own personal benefit. And now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Umutu l'sayeya lav shivcho. He can even go in the kitchen and help the maidservant clean the dishes, gam badochas hakelim v'nei d'nerzeh, in front of this candle, because the av shemitzadei ha'prima godim l'achmer v'zeh, because even though the prima godim says maybe we shouldn't be doing this, that's true. Hainu kishe Yisrael yodiach levado as hakelim, acha sheidliko ha'shivcho aner. That's when the Jewish person over here goes and does the dishes all by himself, without the assistance of the maidservant. She just turned on the light, and then he comes in there and does the candles. That's clear that the light was being lit for himself. It looks too much like she lit the candle for him. As opposed to Masha'en came bazaar, as opposed to in our scenario over here, the maidservant is there doing the dishes, and he may be assisting her. She's really doing it for herself, as we've already explained in yesterday's shir, V'chanal B'sif Beis. The issue for number 44 brings down. This is talking on Dafka Eved or Shivcha Shem Chuyovim Bimlechas Balabais. This is talking about a person that you've hired to do work for you. Then they're working for you, but they're lighting the candle for themselves. Nechshev Shemadlikim Letzarchon. However, if a non-Jewish neighbor comes in off the street and he wants to do you a favor, so Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in this situation brings down, that is Shenechshav Shemadlik Letzarch Yisrael. Then he's doing it as if he's lighting it totally for you. He's not being paid for this, and therefore he's doing this totally for you. It would be Asur. Then he brings down the interesting scenario. What about in a hotel where there are non-Jewish persons that are taking care of the needs of the Jewish guests? And they're taking the vessels back from the dining room up to the place where they wash them via an elevator. So Dayan Weiss Zatzal in the Minchas Yitzchak brings down, Ein lahatir lahem shimush zeh b'Shabbos. They're not allowed to do this on Shabbos because this purpose, Eshbo Toelis liYisrael, b'meh shemelachtum nasas b'zrizos. The fact that they're doing this so much faster, they have to walk up the stairs, it'll take them 20 minutes. That this way, it goes up almost instantly, and therefore, Yeshbo zeh chashad sh'osim esam locha b'shlichus ha'Yisrael l'tzorcho. It looks like they're doing it based upon the shlichus, the being told to do this by the Jewish person for their benefit, and therefore, it's not allowed. The Taz just said the shivcha is allowed to go and wash the Kalim, he says that's different. Nikra l'kol, shehi oseh kein l'tzarchot. That's clear that she's doing that for her own personal benefit. I am not sure I fully understand this, to be honest with you. It would appear to me that the non-Jewish person going up the elevator rather than walking up the stairs, that would appear to me to be he's doing that totally for his own benefit. Especially, let's say, for example, there's no need for these kalim until the next day, and there's plenty of time, so it would appear to me that that should be permissible. Sarachiyin. What about guests staying in a hotel? So Rav Nissen Karl Shlita brings down, Mutter lo malenochri shialis ochel chedro. You want room service. So you're allowed to tell the front desk, listen, please bring me up my peanut butter sandwich Shabbos afternoon, and it's not a problem if the non-Jewish person is going to take the elevator. He does point out that would only work maybe for a lower floor. He's not sure that it would work for a higher floor where there's no way that the non-Jewish person could take the steps. He would always take the elevator. Again, the same question I had before on the Minchas Yitzchak, I still have that Tzarech Iyun over here as well. It's still called for the guy doing it for his own benefit. He could take the steps, so the fact that he normally doesn't, but that wouldn't prohibit you. You would take the steps if you did it, so I'm not sure why that would make a difference. Tzarech Iyun. The issue foot number 45 brings down something we talked about previously. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is machmir to not allow the non-Jewish woman to use hot water over here to remove the fats from the kalim. However, we pointed out previously that that interpretation has to be understood that you could accomplish the same thing with cold water. But if you can't accomplish the same thing with cold water, then you are allowed to use the hot water, even according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. Likewise, if she's doing it because she doesn't want her hands to be cold, the warm water is more comfortable for her to do it than the ice-cold water, Rav Shlomo Zalman also would say it's permissible. Now we're going to Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chavches. The Mechaber told us that if you're walking along with a non-Jewish person, so you basically are telling the non-Jewish person to come with you, so therefore that's not called that the non-Jewish person is lighting the candle for himself. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rod Shalomar, Vim Kain, Huo Chacha, Shalit Sarko, Hidlik. But if it's clear that you didn't want the light on, you could walk in the dark, but the non-Jewish person, he's a little bit more not familiar with the terrain, and therefore he wants to put on a light, so then it's clear that he's doing it for himself, as we pointed out in Sif Beis, then it would be permissible. Then the Ramah says, Hagoa, Umutu lo malienu Yehudi, Lelech im olitol ner dolu kvar. You are permitted to go tell a non-Jewish person to come with you to go get a light that is already lit and have the non-Jewish person carry it. Ho, the ein oser rak tiltul haner bialma. Since you're just moving the candle that's already lit, and that's only tiltul mukta, and as we'll see, that's called tiltul minatzad, which you would be allowed to do, so therefore the guy is allowed to do this as well, and this is brought down in the name of the Rabbeinu Yucham, and the Hagos Mordechai, and the Hagos Maimoni. Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Tes, the ein lahatir el v'nei Torah, this heter, which is brought down in the Shaar HaTzion in the name of the Radbaz and the Mogen Avram in Oslam and Dalit, is only allowed to be taken advantage of by a Talmud Chacham. Because a non-Talmud Chacham, Dilma Osi L'Misrach U'L'Haku Yoseh, will say, well, if I can do this, then I can do that as well. And that may not be permissible, albeit this was permissible. Why exactly is it permissible? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Lamed, Kigon Shirotze Shilechim Ulim Shoch Yaim in Amarte. For example, you want the non-Jewish person to come with you to go get wine from your wine cellar. Olovi Lechem, or to go get bread from your storage area, your pantry, or any other similar situation. V'chi Haigavne. The non-Jewish person is coming along with you to help you. The Ein Chiluk, and it doesn't make a difference over here, Beiner Shol Shaiva, V'chelev O Shol Shemen. Doesn't make any difference over here if this candle that you're going to get is a candle that is made out of animal fat or wax, or if it's a candle that has oil in it, which we pointed out is much more likely to go out and need to be relit or adjusted. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us that it doesn't make any difference over here. In Oz Laman Hay in the Shaar HaTzion, he says, even though Rabbi Kiva Eger Zatzal in his Chidushim disagrees with this, he says with the Shemen, it's a high likelihood it's going to go out, but the other post can say, and Chofetz Chaim says, that's why I didn't bring down this Rabbi Kiva Eger, because the Eliyahu Rabbah, the Prima Godim, and other Achronim agree with the Magen Avraham's opinion that this is not called a psik resha, that it's going to go out, and therefore even using shemen you could go slowly and therefore it won't go out. But that's why the Mishnah Berurah says here in the end of the Shaar HaTzion, keep on reading in the Mishnah Berurah what I now say. And he says, Ach b'ner shel shemen, back to the Mishnah Berurah, nachon l'hachber. One should be concerned about this opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Shelo lomar le'ena Yehudi, she'yeh lechimo b'rutza. You shouldn't tell him to walk very fast with this candle, because then it's likely to go out, and the non-Jewish person will light it. Ki yev shor shelo yiskarev ayidei zeh ha'shem l'psil o yisrachek. Because when you're walking very fast, it's either going to speed up or slow down the transfer the oil to the wick, and that will be then a concern. Either it's putting it out, extinguishing it, or lighting it. If the Jewish person were to do this, and therefore you shouldn't ask the guy to walk very fast with you carrying such a candle. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, therefore, don't tell this non-Jewish person to walk very fast if you're carrying this oil candle. The issue footnote 46 brings down the interesting case if somebody forgets to turn off their refrigerator light in their refrigerator. And now it's Shabbos. You want to open your refrigerator and it's a psik resha, would automatically open, turn on the light when you open the door of the refrigerator. So Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal in the Igros Moshe brings down Mutter Lomar L'Nochri. You are permitted to tell a Nochri to open up the refrigerator door for you, even though it's a psik resha, that the door opening of the refrigerator automatically turns on the light, because the Nachri is not miskabin lekach. The Nachri has no intention of turning on the light. He's just opening up the refrigerator door. And this is also the opinion of Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal disagreed. He says, it's a psik resha. Kivan shahad lokas anura b'makarer. When you open up the refrigerator door, the light inside the refrigerator will automatically go on. So yitochin shenach sheves psichas adelis lamaisi hadloka b'yadayim. This is as if the goy is essentially turning on the light at your behest on Shabbos. V'asuri ayde nochri. He says you wouldn't be allowed to tell a nochri to do this unless the nochri doesn't know that there's a light in the refrigerator. Some refrigerators don't have a light in them. Maybe he knows that you always turn it off, and now he's telling you to go get some water from the refrigerator, so he thinks that the light is off. So whatever the situation is, that would be the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman. You can only do it in that situation, and this is also the opinion of Rav Yashiv. So fundamental machlok is between the Gonei Yisro. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, Im yesh ner bebeis Yisro, if there is a light on in the Jewish person's house, Ubo eino Yehudi v'hidlik ner acher, and the non-Jewish person comes along and he lights another light in that house. So in this situation, Mutter lishtamish li'oro, the Jewish person can benefit from the light, the additional light that the non-Jewish person lit, but od ner rishon dolik, but only while the first candle is lit, because I could have done my work via the light that I had already had lit beheter, and now that the non-Jewish person lights something be'isser, so I can only benefit from that light while my first light is still on. However, abol achar shi'chabe harishon, once the first candle has gone out, then it's no longer permitted to use the new candle that the non-Jewish person had lit. Also lishtamish or hasheni, you can't stay in that room and get benefit from the light in that room. I realize now that we missed one Mishnah Berurah, so now we'll do that Mishnah Berurah that we missed, Sif Katan Lamed Aleph. This goes back on that we said that the non-Jewish person could be metaltel the candle for you that was already lit, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, Rotsu Lomar, Hoil Duhu Rakis Mukta. What's the whole problem over here? It's an Isser of Mukta. A candle to be moved is only an Isser of Mukta. And therefore, Umukta Shari Ayde Tiltu Ben Atzad. You are Lichatchila allowed to move something that is Mukta if you don't do it directly, if you do it what's called Tiltu Ben Atzad, indirectly. Kamosha Kosa B'Sim Mishin Yudalef, as we will learn. V'kivin Di Boy Yisrael Shokolei Bi'atzmo Ayde Tiltu Ben Atzad. And since if the Jewish person wanted to, he could make that candle go from this room to that room by doing Tiltu Ben Atzad. Kigon Bachori Yodov, for example, by carrying it on the back of his hand, or Bein Atzila Yodov, or under his armpit, Uchayotze Badeh, or any other way that's called not the normal way, tiltum in atzad. So therefore, kishenevi ayin yudi bi surah less lamba. So therefore, even though the Jewish person is doing this isser of muktzah that would be an isser of muktzah for you, it's not a problem over here. V'ayin lekam and simin reishayin test and magen avram sivkot and test, where he says the tiltel esapsila aydei ha'ayin yudi kidei shlo yiganev o shlo yipasi disaster. There we're talking about that you're just doing it to save yourself a loss of money. V'rak tiltel kishu tzorech lo l'gufa, only tiltel that you're directly benefiting from, getting a positive benefit from, is permissible, as we will learn mechanal b'sivkot and lamed. O kishu tzorech l'mkoma, or if you need its place, muta v'chein kosa b'derech ha'chayim. Now we're going to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Beis. Now that's going on Siv Dalet over here, where we just said that it's muta l'shtamish la'oro, the second candle that the non-Jewish person had lit, is permitted to be used when the first candle had been lit beheter by the Jewish person. Rav Solomar, Mishnah is telling us, Avta ato ayidei haner hazeh sheidlik bishvil Yisrael nisgadel or Yosef, even though it's much better light now, that the fact that the non-Jewish person had lit another candle over there so you can read or do whatever you're doing there much easier. Afilu hachi mutter. Nevertheless, it still is permissible as long as the first candle is lit. Umayri kishoy yocho mitchilu b'mokom hazeh al koponim lehonos kitzas l'or haner rishon. That's because you could accomplish what you needed to do with just the light of the first candle, and the light of the second candle just makes it more easy and pleasant for you to do it. Therefore, since you could have done it with the first candle, it's not considered usur over here when the second candle is lit. However, but if that wasn't the case, then it would not be permissible to get hanor from the second candle. And he says as well, v'ayin le'el, sof, sif, katan, chof, and certainly to tell him to light the second candle, we'll learn over there, is absolutely forbidden, even though, as we just said, if he lit it on his own, then you would be allowed to benefit from it. Finally, Sivkat Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, but once the second candle is the only candle lit, the first candle has gone out, so then you can't get any benefit from it. Likewise, if there was a furnace of some sort, or a big torch that was lit on Erev Shabbos, and the non-Jewish person comes now and adds additional firewood into it, in order that the Jewish person will get benefit from it, then also l'schamim connected, then you're not allowed to go and heat yourself up by it. Once the initial firewood is burnt out, so the extra firewood is now allowing the heat to be maintained, and therefore you're not going to get any benefit from it. However, before the initial firewood has gone out, then you can go and rely upon the lenient opinions, which in the Sharetzion Oslamid Zayin, he brings down, was from the Bach, as we learned in Sif Aleph, one could still benefit from the fire as long as the initial firewood was present. With that, we will conclude today's shir.